Tender talk. Who better to soothe a weary brow and an exhausted mind but ourself? 'Tis true, we wish that others might notice what we need to feel more at ease in a difficult moment, but often they're quite caught up in their own drama. It's best to be the one to reach out and show yourself the TLC you desire. How do you talk to yourself when life gets tough? How do you respond to feeling distraught, sad, or lost when something goes wrong? Talking to yourself in tender tones, interacting with yourself with loving intention is a powerful way to make the shift from stressed to serene. This is the practice of tender talk. The words we speak are potent. Words have the power to harm or heal. Because of this, and if we're mindful, we'll guard our words carefully, for we do not want to hurt others. The same is true for the words we speak to ourselves, our self-talk. When life gets difficult, how do you talk to yourself? I imagine you might tell yourself in stoic fashion to buck up or get over it, moving through tough times with the might of a steamroller. Or you might succumb to woe is me mindset and dive into despair, or anything in between. Consider instead self-compassionate statements, tender talk. When a loved one is struggling, our energy and tone of voice completely change. We shift into caretaker mode and speak oh so kindly and encouragingly to him or her. Do the same for yourself. Instead of being critical, bullying, or morose, speak kindly. Put yourself in your dear one's shoes and offer words of understanding to you. Find a phrase that works for you, one that soothes you just by thinking about it. Here is mine. This is really difficult right now. I take a breath. I allow myself to relax into a softer place, knowing that, truly, I am having a difficult moment. In doing this, my mind and body begins to let go of the struggle. I begin to relax and find my center. You can also use a pet word for yourself when you're struggling. My friend and mentor, Sylvia Boorstein, refers to herself as sweetheart. She'll say, sweetheart, this is hard right now. Take it easy on yourself. Another friend and mentor, Sue Patton Tolley, refers to herself as little Susie when she's feeling woebegone. What names do you use for dear ones? Honey, love, or dear? Choose one and try it on for size. Notice the tone in which you are speaking to yourself. Switch to soothing tones and talk to yourself as lovingly as you would a dearest child.